السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. یہ رمضان کا مہینہ ہے.
حضور says that this is the month of Ramadan. کل شروع ہوا تھا. It appears as if it started yesterday. The days are passing very rapidly. And the second Ashra is now about to finish in 2-3 days. And then the third and the last Ashra will begin. According to one hadith, the importance of Ramadan has been explained in the following way. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, huwa shahrun awwaluhu rahmatun wa awsatuhu maghfiratun wa akhiruhu itqu minan nar. That is to say that this is a month that the first 10 days is rahmat, the mercy, and this middle 10 days are maghfirat, the forgiveness, and the last 10 days is the deliverance from the punishment of fire. There are various narrations are about this, and some give more detail, some less. And this hadith in which the importance of three ashra are mentioned, that is common in all the narrations. As I have just said, that we are passing through the second ashra, the 10 days, and 2-3 days of that ashra are left, and then the third ashra will begin, about which according to this narration it is said that this is the ashra of deliverance from the punishment of the fire of hell. So today I would like to say regarding the current ashra of the maghfirat, of the forgiveness of sin, and then later on I will be mentioning something about the last ashra, the last 10 days. The forgiveness and repentance and the deliverance from fire, according to various references, the reminder that we have been given, I would like to mention that first. The commandment of istighfar, seeking forgiveness of Allah, is such a commandment which Allah Almighty Himself gave to the believers, and also through the prophets. This was repeated again, and it was said again and again to the believers, that they should be paying attention to istighfar, seeking forgiveness of Allah from all their sins. And it was said to the prophets that they should remind the believers regarding the this seeking of forgiveness. And wastaghfirullah is also mentioned, that you seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty. And also says along with that, that inna Allah ghafurur rahim, that surely Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. So when Allah Almighty makes this announcement through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you tell the believers that this month is the month of forgiveness, and Allah Almighty Himself says the same thing about Him, that you seek forgiveness from Me and I will give you that. I am most forgiving, most merciful. So then it means that Allah Almighty does forgive. It is impossible that Allah Almighty, His servants, should be submitting to Allah Almighty seeking the forgiveness and they should not be forgiven. The fact of the matter is that this mercy and forgiveness and deliverance from the fire, actually they are the link of the same ultimate objective, and that is the distance from Satan and getting the pleasure and the favors of Allah Almighty and the blessings of Allah. Because of the blessing of Allah Almighty, people are enabled to observe fast and to worship. And in order to get His pleasure, even those things which are otherwise permissible, they are enabled to abandon that temporarily. So Allah Almighty, all the forgiveness and shortcomings in the past, He forgives all the sins, all these things, and then He wraps that person into His mercy. So this maghfirat, the forgiveness of sin, is because of the blessing and the mercy of Allah Almighty. And after maghfirat, the blessing of Allah Almighty does not discontinue, but it continues further and further, and it continues with the blessings of Allah Almighty. And when this continuity is there, then a believer who is very honestly and sincerely tries to become Allah's, then he is able to perform such deeds and such works which are attracting the blessings of Allah and the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. He performs such deeds which are enjoined by Allah Almighty, which has been commanded by Allah Almighty, and as a result of that, he gets deliverance from the fire. When in a way of continuity, seeking forgiveness and the attempt to avoid sins, and a person is and one is able to see that forgiveness, a believer is able to see that forgiveness with the blessing of Allah Almighty, and he is getting the blessings from the paradise of the blessings of Allah Almighty, then he is the one who has been delivered from fire. And after that, how is it possible that the fire of hell should be touching him? So these are 3 10 days of Ramadan. These three ashraf are actually linked with one another, and they are linked with the actions of the people. Then the month of Ramadan, throughout the month of Ramadan, the abstaining from food and drink from Sehri to Iftar time, actually this is attracting to get the mercy of Allah and the forgiveness and the deliverance from fire. So when Allah Almighty, in order to give these things to His servant, during this month of Ramadan, He creates a special atmosphere when the Satan is chained, and Allah Almighty comes closer to the people, to His servants, to listen to their prayers. So then in order to get all these blessings, and then the servants should also, God's servants should also try their best in order to achieve these things. Hazrat Masih Maud says that when Allah said in the Holy Quran that, O my servants, never be disappointed from Me, I am merciful and forgiving, and I am always covering your sins, and I am the one who shows the greatest mercy upon you, and I do that mercy which no one else can do. you love me more than your parents, and you, because I am actually much greater than these people, these parents, in love. And if I wish, I can forgive all the sins. And if you repent, then I will accept that. And if you come to me in a slow pace, then I will come to you running. And whosoever is going to seek me, he will find me. And whosoever will turn to me, he will always find my door open. Those people who repent, I forgive their sins, even if their sins are more than the mountains of the world. My mercy is too is great upon you, and my wrath is very less, because you are created by me. I have created you. Therefore, my mercy encompasses all of you people. So, Allah Almighty, who is so graceful and merciful and forgiving, generally, He forgives in a general way. So, particularly in the month of Ramadan, then the mercy of Allah Almighty is like is raining upon us in such a way that we cannot even imagine. So we are really very, very fortunate. Those who in these days of the Ramadan which have passed, they have got the benefit of the forgiveness. Still there is a time that they can still get the blessings and the beneficence of these days. When a person turns to him in utmost sincerity and humility, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that Allah Almighty says that nobody takes shows compassion on you as I do. Whosoever will seek me, try to seek me, he will find me. So, in order to get the mercy of Allah Almighty, in order to get the forgiveness from him, there is need to seek God Almighty. And Allah Almighty is also making the announcement that those people who come to me seeking me, particularly in these days, in generally in other days, but particularly in these days, then he will always find my door open. I am not something hidden. I am in front of you, and the door is also open. In the Holy Quran, when Allah Almighty mentioned about the institution of fasting, he mentioned the word inni kareeb, that I am very close to you. Allah Almighty is very close and the door is open. Allah Almighty says that you come along and you get the protection under my mercy. Allah Almighty says that in normal days my wrath for my creature is very less, and mercy is much more. So particularly in these days, I open the doors of mercy to a greater extent, and I cover all these people with my forgiveness. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, "La wajadullaha tawwabar rahima." Allah Almighty has mentioned that they will always find Allah Almighty accepting the prayer, accepting the their istighfar. And they will find God Almighty to be mercy. And as a matter of fact, Allah Almighty has showed sorrow in a way that when I am so gracious, so merciful, so accepting the prayers, and I am the one who cover all these people in the under my mercy, but these people are really doing injustice to themselves when they do not seek that, when they do not seek forgiveness from me. So, Allah Almighty, mentioning of this point and regarding this istighfar, mention of this repeatedly, that clearly shows us and tells us that the seeking forgiveness from a servant is definitely going to attract the mercy of Allah Almighty. Those people are absolutely right who say that there is no benefit of istighfar. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this is also the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty says that when a person comes to me walking, then I come to him running. And in the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned himself, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people who want to see me, come to me, then we definitely guide them to those paths which are leading them to us. So therefore, seeking forgiveness of Allah Almighty is a path to Allah Almighty. Istighfar is a path to Allah Almighty. But what is this istighfar? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in his wording, I would like to say that he says, istighfar, the real meaning of istighfar is that one should supplicate to Allah Almighty that all the any weakness of humanity, human nature, being a human, that should not be should be there, and Allah Almighty should strength, support him with his might and help, and bring him within the circle of his mercy. And the meaning of that is that Allah Almighty with his might, that person who is seeking forgiveness, he should cover up the weakness of that person who is seeking forgiveness. Now it is impossible that the weakness of humanity should not be there. People are human beings, they are weak, and shortcomings are there. Satan is always sitting in ambush. When a person is weak spiritually, then he always tries to attack him. Therefore, it is only possible in that case when repeatedly it is only possible to be protected from Satan when a person continuously seek forgiveness of Allah Almighty, and continuously he is trying to seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. Only then the support of Allah and the succor from Allah Almighty, he can remain within the circle of that. Otherwise, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one place, that the Satan is actually running along the blood in human body. Wherever the weakness is there, he is there to attack. So therefore, this days of forgiveness and salvation, they will only give us the benefit when we try to make these benefits a part of our life throughout. Always be remaining mindful of our weaknesses. And we are trying to have the remedy of these sins so that we should be within the circle of Allah Almighty. Otherwise, as some diseases, as they are never abandoned and treated completely, they become dormant sometime. And it appears that as if there is no sign and no symptom of that, but suddenly, then they become active and they surface and they raise their heads. So whenever some ailment is there and the body is weak, so in at that stage these dormant diseases they come to surface and attack. And similarly, the social and the spiritual weaknesses of people are there. If a person if he does not try to follow the path of righteousness and the commandments of Allah Almighty, and if he is not seeking to suppress these conditions with the help of Allah Almighty, so then these ailments, spiritual ailments, they surface and raise their heads and bring the take the person back to the previous bad condition. So istighfar is not only seeking forgiveness of the sins in the past, but it is also essential to seek protection of Allah Almighty from the sins which might be committed in future, so that the weakness of human nature could be strengthened, and he should become a person who is always treading on the path of righteousness and piety. This is a great favor of Allah Almighty. That one thing is that with great effort, Allah Almighty has commanded us to always be mindful of this the quality of seeking forgiveness. And then secondly, during every year, he enables us to go through this very comprehensive training course, so that we should be trying our best to get closer to God Almighty. And once you come within the close circle of Allah Almighty, circle of His mercy, then you try to achieve higher stages of that. So keeping this target in front of us, when we seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, only then this ashra which is passing at this time, this will cover up our sins and enable us to get closer to Allah Almighty. And if the meaning is only taken in this way, that by observing fast during this month, or by offering the prayer, or by offering certain nawafil, then after that, we throughout the year, we forget after that what we have been doing in the Ramadan. then this cannot be called an ashra of maghfirat or forgiveness. So during this month, and we can, from this month and from this ashra, we can only get the benefit only in that case when we make a resolve and we do the effort that all the sins in the past and the mistakes that we have committed in the past, we are not going to repeat them again. So this is the true istighfar. And that repentance, and that is the repentance which Allah Almighty wants from us. Istighfar and tawbah, these are two words. They are generally used. The difference is there, and that I tell you very clearly. As everyone who reads, from us who reads the Holy Quran, they should know that Allah Almighty has used these wording, as He has, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, that you seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty and turn to Him with full repentance. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard, remember it, that two things have been given to this ummah. One is to get the strength, and the one to use that strength and to demonstrate that in a practical way. So that is to say that istighfar is that weapon through which you can fight against Satan, and tawbah, the repentance, is the proper use of that weapon. And that is to say that practically you do in such a way that Satan is put at bay, kept at bay. And for that purpose, there is a need of performing good deeds on a consistent and regular basis, which Allah Almighty has asked from us. Otherwise, this istighfar will not be really fruitful. It won't be possible to get the repentance and forgiveness of sin. If a person who observes fast, he offers the prayer and offers the nawafil, and he recites the Holy Quran, and if possible, and he also goes to listen to the dars. But if he is not acting upon those commandments of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty has mentioned regarding the duties of your fellow beings in the Holy Quran, they have been mentioned. So then this istighfar will and tawbah will not be the true one, the real one. In order to get the true blessing, it will not be a real attempt to get the blessings from Ramadan, from the fasting. And the true benefit will be only in that case when you get the strength from Allah Almighty. Then that should be actually used very sincerely in order to get closer and closer to Allah Almighty. That ability which Allah Almighty gives to you, then after istighfar, you should be putting that into use. And the heart which has been cleansed from the thought of sin, then immediately that should be filled with virtues and good deeds. He should bring about some pious changes in him. Otherwise the vessel of your heart will be empty, and Satan will try again to fill it with the filthy things. So therefore Allah Almighty says that Ya ayyuhallazina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. O ye who have believed, you turn to Allah Almighty with true repentance. So the same istighfar can give you the same, only that istighfar can give you the rewards permanently, along with which the tawbah is there, and a person is always trying to do the good deeds. And he is taking care of his responsibility towards Allah and to human beings. There should be a regular, consistent effort and continuous effort. For the purpose of true tawbah, what is required to be done? There are three things to which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has guided us. The first thing is that the thought of every bad thing, or the desire of that, that is created first of all in the mind of a person. So when you do not try to purify your mind, then your tawbah, your repentance will not be the true and real one. From your mouth you may say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu ilayh. It will not benefit you unless your mind is also traveling along with you in this journey. And the second thing is that if there is you have committed something bad and some thought has overpowered you and you cannot go get rid of that. So in order to this effort of getting rid of that, you should be feeling ashamed and sorry for that. And various types of sins are there. When you usurp the rights of other people or use foul language, all these things are actually, these are the bad things, and these are the people, these are the things which take a person away from repentance. In the litigations, sometimes people try to usurp the rights of other people. Sometimes the real brothers, they are usurping the rights of other. The husband and wife, they are sometimes deceiving one another and cheating upon one another. So when they do things like that, how can they end to hope? And after that we are repenting and we should get the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, it is absolutely wrong and futile. The true and real tawbah will be called only at that time when, even at a minor mistake, then one should feel really repentant upon that. And one should seek forgiveness of Allah Almighty. And the third thing which is required from a person who performs tawbah is that he must have a very committed resolve and a permanent promise in his mind that I must do like that. If this is the thought that this Ramadan is the month of forgiveness, so therefore we abstain from these things for a time, for some time, and we avoid usurping the rights of other people for some time, and after Ramadan then we will see what to do. Then Allah Almighty, who knows everything deep down in the hearts of people, then he will not pay any attention to the forgiveness of these people. Allah Almighty has mentioned very clearly that you perform tawbah nasuha, that the pure tawbah, the pure repentance should be there. There should be no deceit in that one. You cannot deceive God Almighty. When these things, the person who is seeking repentance, he creates these three things in him, then the Promised Messiah says, then Allah Almighty will enable him to perform the real tawbah, the real repentance, so much so that those bad things will be taken away from him and good morals will take their place. And this is Allah's job to give the strength to have the good morals, because Allah Almighty is the proprietor of all the mights and power in this regard. So this is the true repentance which changes the vices into good deeds. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran as well. Allah Almighty says, Man taba wa amana wa amila amalan salihan fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyatihim hasanat wa kana Allahu ghafurur rahima. That those people who repent and then they believe and they perform good deeds, then these are the people whose vices and weaknesses is going to be turned into good deeds, and Allah Almighty is most forgiving and oft returning this with mercy. So this the need is there to bring about such a revolution in you, that first we should purify our minds and seek forgiveness of Allah Almighty. We should wage a jihad about it, and then there should be the feeling of repentance and feeling sorry of that. And then with a very firm resolve and determination, that come what may, whatever may be the condition, whatever temptation may be there, one is not going close to any vices or any committing sin. And in every action of a person, it should always be put under the command of Allah Almighty. And these fasting, these days that we have been given, in which a person goes through the endurance, perform good deeds, and he tries his best to get the blessings of fasting, and this effort is actually going to be useful for you, and people should do the effort for it, for this purpose. And then this ashra will enable him to seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, and not only the middle ashra, but the next ashra, which that will also provide the means of your forgiveness. And not only the month of Ramadan, but every month that is going to follow, and every year that is going to follow, rather each day of every year will provide you some means of forgiveness. So we should try to get to this stage. And and we should try to follow the spirit of this saying of the Holy Prophet that the middle ashra is a time for seeking forgiveness. Hazrat Masih Maud says that how can intellect can accept this point that a person is turning to God Almighty sincerely and Allah Almighty does not pay attention to him and does not turn to him. But Allah Almighty, who is most gracious and most merciful, he turns to his servant much more than him. That is why the name of Allah Almighty in the Holy Quran has been mentioned, Tawwab, oft returning with mercy and accepting the repentance. So the person of a believer is actually some total of submission and humility and forgiveness. And Allah Almighty's being is with mercy and forgiveness and accepting the repentance of the person. So we are those are very fortunate among us who are really performing this repentance in sincerity. And they can see even the signs visible on them during the month of Ramadan. And they are the people who are able to see the demonstration of this mercy of Allah Almighty upon them. If the weaknesses are there, that is because of the human beings. If forgetfulness is there, that is because of them. Otherwise, as Hazrat Masih Maud has mentioned, that Allah Almighty turns to his servant much more than he turns to God Almighty. And Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty says that Allah wishes that the person, his servant, should turn to Allah Almighty. And as it is said, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ. And Allah Almighty wishes that he should turn to you with his compassion and mercy and forgiveness. So how is it possible that the job which Allah Almighty has chosen for him and he wants to do that, he should not be fulfilling that? So it is the duty of a servant that he should be repenting to Allah Almighty sincerely, and then he should say how Allah Almighty comes closer to him. So during this month, when the mercy of Allah Almighty and his forgiveness is available much greater and it is descending upon his true servants, it is our duty that in order to, we should do our best to get the maximum blessing out of it. And we should always remember this command of Allah Almighty that وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And whosoever repents and performs the good deeds, then he is the one who is actually sincerely turning to Allah Almighty. When this true repentance, with this true repentance, it is conditional with the performance of good deeds, as I mentioned earlier on. So when Allah Almighty says that the middle ashra is to be made the ashra of forgiveness, then it will be effective in that case when all the deeds and all your actions, you make them really subservient to the pleasure of Allah Almighty and under his command. So therefore, istighfar and the good deeds, when they are going to take us into the last 10 days of Ramadan, then according to the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will become the 10 days of the deliverance from the punishment of fire. Allah Almighty says, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that Allah Almighty is not like this, that he should punish them when they are seeking forgiveness from Allah. So Allah Almighty, in so many ways, he is telling us, and by the happenings in the past and the words of advice given by the various prophets, that what are the ways how you can seek forgiveness and how I have been dealing with the people in the past. It's quite obvious that when a person with concentration, one is paying attention to discharge the responsibilities towards Allah and to human beings, taking care of his prayer and also beautifying that with the voluntary prayers and nawafil, and also doing istighfar, and he is also performing other good deeds. So much so that as it is mentioned in Hadith that if somebody picks up a fight with him or use foul language, he should not reply at all. Simply he should say this much, that I am fasting, and then he should keep quiet. Because I am passing through that period of training, and this is my desire, and my effort is there, that I should be making the commandments of Allah Almighty a part of my life. So then definitely that person is the one who gets the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And those who are fortunate to get that, they are the one who actually are delivered from the punishment of fire, and they get into the paradise of Allah. As it is mentioned in the beginning of that hadith to which I referred, in the detail it is mentioned there that if a person does any good, performs any good deed, and does anything good work, and adopts a virtue, he becomes like a person who has actually done all the obligations. He becomes like a person who has done all the obligations, and who does one obligation during this month, he would be like that who has offered 70 obligations in other at other times. And the reward of fasting is sabr, and sabr is the means to get to Jannah. And this is a month of showing your kindness to other people, to have good treatment with them, and to forgive them, and to promote love and affection between you and the feelings of brotherhood. And all these things are such which are related with the duties towards other people and the good deeds. And as a matter of fact, this is the explanation of the same thing. And when all these things are there together, then these people are the one to whom the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given the glad tiding of the deliverance from fire. And those people who are steadfast in performing good deeds, and those who show perseverance against all the injustices, aggressions, oppressions committed against them, Allah Almighty has given them the glad tiding of the paradise. Generally in Pakistan and also in some other countries, where the so-called mullahs has got their hold and have put guided the people to the wrong path, the aggression and the persecution of Ahmadis, they are committed there in so many new ways. As I mentioned in the last sermon, that the emotional and spiritual tortures are inflicted upon the Ahmadis. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given us this teaching, that we should never let go this patience and steadfastness, and particularly in the month of Ramadan. Every believer who performs the good deeds and he is showing steadfastness and perseverance, Allah and His Messenger, they give him the glad tiding of paradise. So therefore, during this tarbiyati month, this training, month of training, through the prayers and istighfar and nawafil and optional prayers, they should be doing these things, and they should try to get they should try to bring the mercy of Allah Almighty closer to them. And the people who perform such deeds, these are the people who actually do it for the sake of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says to them, wajazahum bima sabaru jannatan wa harira, jannatan wa harira. That Huzur says that because they were steadfast in their good deeds, the reward of that is that they would be granted the paradise and the silk. So today, if the Ahmadis are being made the target of these oppressions and aggressions, so this is because we are acting upon the commandments of Allah Almighty, that the one, the Imam of the age who has come, we have accepted him. So the enemies, so then let the enemy commit these aggressions, but show perseverance, because we will be getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty through this way. These oppressors, the warning given to them, that by Allah Almighty. The Holy Quran is full of that. The warnings have been given repeatedly. Allah Almighty knows how He is going to treat these people and deal with that. But it is our responsibility that we should be praying. We should be, for the mankind in general and particularly for the Ummah, Muslim Ummah, we should particularly be praying. Some Ahmadis think that after these oppressions, perhaps we cannot pray for them. But we should remember that the majority of the Muslims, although they are active in some religious matters, but actually they are totally ignorant of the real teachings of Islam, and are they have very limited knowledge, or they are terrified by these mullahs, and these so-called scholars of religion. These are the people who are actually misguiding them to the wrong path. So during this last ashra of Ramadan, you should show utmost perseverance and steadfastness and emphasizing on the prayer and seeking forgiveness and performing good deeds, and also holding fast to the taqwa, the righteousness, and we should try to become those people who get the taqwa and those who are delivered from the punishment of the fire of hell. Seeking blessings from this Ramadan, we should try to become among those people about whom Allah Almighty says, وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ, that the paradise has been will be brought close to them and it will not be far away. هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ, that this is the one about which you are promised. Every person who is submitting to Allah Almighty, he has been given this promise. The one who is taking care of his deeds, this is the promise given to them, those who are following the commandments of Sharia, which Allah Almighty has given. They are the people who are acting upon that. This promise is related to those people. So we should try to pass through Ramadan in this way, as Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded us to do so. Allah enable us during getting all the blessings of the last ashra, so that we can get the blessings of Allah Almighty and His player, and enable us to get into paradise, and enable us to perform good deeds and noble deeds. Zur says, today once again after Juma, I will lead the janaza prayer. One sad news is that, as I mentioned last time, as I requested last time, that one of our brother Sheikh Saeed Ahmad Sahib, who was because of the enmity of Ahmadiyyat, he was attacked when he was sitting at his shop. He was very seriously ill, critically in hospital. He has after staying in hospital for 12 days, finally he could not survive. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. And he caught the status of martyrdom. So this martyr, he offered his blood in youth. He was only 45. And last year he got married. And during this period of attack, during the time when he was in hospital, he was blessed with the birth of the first son. And when he came to senses, he was just told that a baby girl was born, and he was told about that. He couldn't express his feelings, but he again became unconscious. So Sheikh Saeed Sahib, he belongs to a family. There have been three martyrdoms before that. His father, Sheikh Bashir Ahmad Sahib, because of being Ahmadi, he was martyred. And his brother, Sheikh Muhammad Rafiq, and his uncle, Professor Dr. Sheikh Mubashir Ahmad Sahib, they were also shot at them. Sheikh Mubashir Ahmad Sahib was martyred in the beginning of this year. Sheikh Saeed Sahib, Huzur says, was a very quiet person. and he was always had a smile on his face. He was very devout and servant of religion and very active, dedicated preacher. In 1990, the mullahs, he was arrested at the complaint of the mullahs, and then he was released on bail. And as I mentioned, that he left behind his wife and one son, and his mother is alive, who is 72. Please, in this old age, this is a great loss for her. Please remember all of them in your prayers. Last Friday, when I mentioned about the two martyrs, Dr. Manan Siddiqui Sahib, the mention of that was made. He was because of his he was President Amir of District Mirpur, and it's a big district compared with the Nawab Shah, and because of his so Allah knows the best the status of the martyrdom. So some people wrote to me recently, somebody who was he just mentioned about Dr. Sahib, Dr. Manan Sahib. If he had to express his sorrow, then both of them should have been mentioned together. I personally knew Sit Yusuf Sahib, and he was a very dedicated worker, and he had a great desire to serve religion. And whenever I went to Nawab Shah, I have been there many times. He used to come specially and hold meetings, and used to consult me, and used to act upon all the guidance given to him. So I just want to make this point clarify. The second janaza in absentia will be of that a Syrian Ahmadi lady, Marwa is her name. She was walking on the roadside, and a truck hit him. Hit her, and she remained in hospital for some time. Now she has died. She was only 24. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. This program of the on the Arabic side of MTA, she was working very dedicatedly in that section, and he did everything asked from him. And also on Islam website, he translated a book about Zakat in Arabic, and in actually she was there in order to put that translation into a book form when she was involved in this accident. She was a very pious lady, very righteous, and full dedication of serving the religion. And she used to say very often that she should be getting some job to do for the she was going to get married soon. Her husband is here, also working in MTA. May Allah have forgiveness and elevate their ranks in paradise and give comfort to the remaining members of the bereaved family. The third is also Sami Kazak Sahib, is also Syrian. A few days back he passed away. He was a member of the Palestinian family, Kazakh family, and in the youth he was had great passion. In 1996 he came here to attend the Jalsa in UK, and he met Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabe, and the kindness which he experienced here from Huzoor. After that, he increased in his faith and devotion. And when he went back, he offered his house without any rent to the Jamaat. And he said that this is for Jamaat's use, and I will not get a penny. And after attending the Jalsa, he said that now I have realized that Jamaat Ahmadiyya, what is really the Jamaat? Very pious and very kind-hearted person, and he was always helping other people. May Allah raise his status in paradise, and also enable his progeny, enable them to accept Ahmadiyyat, his progeny.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر